the heart and soul of racing. RSN 927's Racing Pulse.
Welcome back to Racing Pulse. We've been talking a lot about the Golden Slipper on Saturday, and the man behind the microphone, Darren Flindell, has a big day indeed, because as we've seen in Melbourne Cups in previous years with Lloyd Williams, this year's Golden Slipper, Godolphin, have seven runners in the race, or six at the moment, including the first emergency. And it could be a wet day, it could be a dreary day, it could be a heavy track, and that all means it's going to be a difficult call for Darren Flindell, who joins me this morning. How are you, Darren?
Yes, all good, Michael. I'm glad you're enjoying all of this.
Well, we don't want to put the pressure on. The weather, though, hopefully not looking too bad for Saturday, or what are you expecting?
It looks like we might be over the worst of it with the weather. There could be still more to come later in the week, but I don't think we'll be dealing with the track as heavy as it was a few years ago when She Will Reign was successful.
Now, it's a big weekend for you, not just on the track, but off it as well, isn't it?
Yes. A number I've been dreading for a number of years is going to pop up this weekend, the day after the Slipper. This will be my last Slipper in my 40s.
Big 5-0 on the Sunday. Well, what a birthday present Godolphin have handed you anyway. Now, I'm going to get your thoughts on the Slipper, but first of all, we are a few days away, but I want to test you to see how well you're preparing, because I believe Godolphin even rang you up and said, do you want to nominate the last couple of horses, what colour caps they should wear? Is that correct?
Yeah, I actually got a call about this time yesterday from Will, from Godolphin, and I said, well, I'm not really sure. I'm just more than happy to go with what you guys have, because they were sort of discussing the pink and orange and a green. So, but all of that's fine. Although having green on a racetrack's not preferable, but that's their problem, not mine.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you to the test. I'm going to name a colour. You tell me the horse. Yellow.
Kiyomichi.
Correct. Black.
Hinsek.
Correct. Red?
Kenley.
Purple?
Not available.
Oh, you're too good, you are. White? Who's got white?
White, liar.
Liar. Pink?
Pink is Bivouac.
Green?
And green exhilarates.
And the blue one?
Microphone.
Well done. Well done. And we're a few days out as well. Now, I've spoken to Matty Hill about this as well, but your recall, how long would it take you to get that embedded in the brain?
Well, I'd like to think that that's already sort of locked away now. So I don't think it'll be a big issue on the day, but other factors can come up. I mean, I've also got to deal with the three Aquas runners as well.
Correct.
So that's going to be another distraction. And so we're talking about six Godolphin, then three. That's nine out of the 16. It can be concentration zapping as far as the other runners are concerned, but at least as far as the rest of the field is concerned, they've all got their unique colours with Yes, 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 Time to Rain and the Derby, Cosmic Force, the China Horse Club, the Hayes Runner Lankan Star. So they're all individual colours that won't present a problem. So hopefully everything will be fine.
And just like what Matt Hill has to deal with on Melbourne Cup Day, you've got to worry about the undercard, which is one of the best undercards we have ever seen, with the likes of Winx, the Autumn Sun, five Group 1s as well. So you can't focus solely on just the one race.
Absolutely. It's one of those champagne days of racing when you finish with one Group 1 and you think, you beauty, now an even better race is about to come up.
What about Winx for you? You've got two cracks left at it. Does the pressure build?
I think that the pressure will be more on Queen Elizabeth Day for Winx. I think because we've got so much happening on Saturday and this is her second last appearance, it's going to be a great affair with the last appearance there at Rose Hill on her home training track. And I guess we're not going to appreciate all of this until it's over, and it's getting scarily close, just how close to the end we are now.
Have you already started to think of that final day? Matt Hill was talking about the fourth Coxblade, and Greg Miles has famously spoken about Maccabi Diva's third Melbourne Cup, and Bruce McAvaney saying, well, you must have a line. Have you started to think about a line?
I've thought about a few lines, but I guess sometimes you decide closer to the event, no, I'll work with something else, but I'll worry more about that in the week leading up to the race.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Leave us with the winner of the Slipper. It looks like one of the most open we've seen. Who do you like at this stage?
Well, I think it's only natural that the race caller must hit microphone, isn't it?
Very good.
Seriously, I do like it for the fact that with the gate that it's drawn, it should be in the best position of every runner in the race, and that's what I want to look for here. I think microphone can just sit leaders back, and there's going to be plenty of options from there.
Yeah, you may well be right. Darren?
And a lot of the slipper winners in recent years on wet tracks have come right up the fence as well.
It's an interesting quirk, isn't it? Because a lot of people are trying to console themselves who have drawn wide that that may be the place to be, but by that stage of the day when the slippers run, it can tend to head back to the fence.
Very much so. And, well, we've got to go with the historical patterns of the track on when it's been rain affected.
Darren, great to chat, mate. I'll see you there on Saturday. And good luck, good calling, and enjoy your 50th as well.
Yes, thank you so much.
Darren Flindell, who he's already got them down pat, the Godolphin runners and their coloured caps.